Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
Oh, I'm Ari.
Oh, Ari Lennox.
Ari say Lennox. I'm Ari Lennox.
Okay. She said that really sexy. Like, and I'm Babyface.
Oh. Oh.
You said that all. Okay.
Right. Well, first of all, I love that we have the two of you here together. Yes.
Honored.
That's great.
Yeah, so Ari Lennox has a new album out.
Yeah.
Age, Sex, Location. Mm-hmm. And then Babyface, you're actually featured on his album that's coming out in October.
I can't wait. I'm honored. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm honored too.
Thank you.
Big honor.
This is really cute. I love this.
That was great.
Thank you.
And listen, I wanted to, one thing we were talking about before you came in here.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a 14-year-old daughter, right?
Yes.
And that's the only girl you have?
Yes.
All right. So we did want to start this off by giving you some tips about how girls are different than boys when it comes to raising them.
Okay, tell me.
Are you nervous? Like, is
I'm
having a daughter making you more nervous?
I've had like two drinks, so I'm good. So what? How, having a girl different than two boys?
Yeah, like I just was thinking about, because I have an older brother.
Yeah.
And I think I probably was more challenging.
You think so?
Yes, 1,000%. Okay. When it came to my parents and like how difficult I was. I feel like I was a lot more rebellious than he was.
But is that because you're younger?
Yeah, I'm younger.
Yeah.
And she's younger too, right?
She's younger, yeah. But there's a difference, yeah. She, mm-hmm. She's certainly not rebellious, but certainly, you know, got her own way. And
you does she get away with more?
Yes and no. It's a different kind of getaway with stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's not really, because the boys were like, they're older now, so there's a difference there because it's a different time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're 26 and 21, and so she's 14. And there's a big difference in those years that happened.
Right.
What's happened with social media and everything, the world is different. So raising a child now is different than raising
it's
a child
scarier, 10 years ago. You think, a little.
No question.
Right.
No question.
There's so much more room for exposure with the internet and just everything that's going on these days.
Think about what were we doing when we were 14?
Thank God I didn't have social media. That's just an added element of already like growing up too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was playing Roller Coaster Tycoon and Zoo Tycoon on the PC, on the computer PC Windows. And yeah.
You were a sweetheart.
Yeah. Or no. Actually at all. I was such a dramatic. I'm still very dramatic.
Mm-hmm. So you're still yourself, but you just were you creative when you were younger? Were you creative?
Oh yeah, I was. My grandma said I was writing like little songs at like 4 underneath her porch one. There's a porch and then there's a deck. There's a deck. Yeah, mm-hmm. The deck.
And who can sing in your family?
So my grandma Blanche sings, okay. And I sing, and my mom sang in the choir.
Okay.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, so you were destined for this.
Yeah, she have a choice. Yeah. She's going to get them vocals.
When you have a name like Blanche, you are supposed to be able to sing. Wow.
You just sang. At 14, I was had just started high school, and that's kind of when my boy craze started. Mm. Like, I started liking boys. I was a dance major. I was into like ballet, technical dance. So I was still obsessed with that. But yeah, I started liking boys around that time. So
fire, same, ballet. I think so.
How old again? What?
14.
Around that time, yeah.
You like what age?
14. I started high school at 13. So I was like, you know, just getting into the groove of high school, and I saw those boys that I didn't know, you know, from the neighborhood. It was a whole different group of guys, and the basketball team used to come around, and yeah, I had a few crushes. Mm.
Is your daughter into boys yet?
She likes some boys, but not seriously.
Okay.
You know, I always get this thing, you know, where you have to worry about your daughter, and, you know, everybody's going to be, like, coming at you. The guys are going to be coming, and I keep on thinking, it's really they're going to be coming at me saying, can you please let her talk to me again, because she won't talk to me. It's going to be the other way around, because she's independent, and she's kind of tough. And so I don't worry about her so much in that, because she seems to be strong.
Well, you let her listen to Ari Lennox's album, and she will set them straight, okay?
Oh, she shouldn't, though.
Yeah, not her songs.
Oh, yeah, not my songs.
Not like Leaky or...
But was nasty.
But everybody, they listen to everything now. Huh? Kids listen to everything now.
Everything they do.
With the internet, it's so much more exposure for just...
Yeah.
A lot of stuff I hear first on social media, too. Like, I'll hear a song first. I'll hear something first on social media, like TikTok. I'll hear a song. I'm like, who is this?
Yeah, when you see somebody else play it on their page, and you're like, who is this song?
And everybody starts using the same song. Anyway, I was saying that to say that even if you try to shelter your kids from certain music, if they're on social media, they're gonna.
You can play that game and say, don't listen to that, don't listen to this and that, but they're gonna listen anyway.
Yeah. And does she listen to your music?
She knows it.
She knows it.
I don't think that she listens to it all the time, but she's familiar, and she comes to the concert sometimes.
Yeah.
Am I starting to lisp? I feel like inside my head.
Do you feel nice right now? Where are you in terms of your?
Yeah, I'm kind of like, you know, like, cool. Relax. It's like y'all can just say whatever right now.
And so that's
we can. I like this.
So I'm kind of like Angela feeling
that.
Like.
Don't tell me that.
I don't want to feel like Zhu.
You don't feel like Zhu.
You know what I'm saying? But no, I think that she listens to a lot of music, and she's very, very versatile in that sense, from music from a long time ago. And she likes to sing. She doesn't want to be a singer, but she likes to sing. And
Can she sing, though?
How's her voice?
She actually does have a voice.
Okay. Aww. Has she ever introduced you to an artist that you weren't familiar with?
Yes. There'll be like new people on TikTok that she'll say, this is a good person or this is a good person. So it's all, and people that I wouldn't have heard of and stuff.
She probably loves Girls Night Out.
That's what I was about to say. I'm sure she likes a lot of, because you have like, I feel like you have a nice, young, fresh.
It's very timeless. Like, you know how sometimes artists that have been around as long as you have might feel like, okay, you know, this sounds dated, but it doesn't sound dated at all.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, look, she's not always like right now she's really into Giveon, so
I like him.
We're gonna go see him.
Nice.
And that's like, she texts me about three times, like, are we going?
She wants to make sure.
So it varies in terms of she picks different people. It's really weird to watch the kids today, because they're not on any one particular thing. It's really all around from, you know, where, at least in California anyway.
How did you get up on Ari Lennox? Like, what made you say she's on Girls Night Out for sure?
To be honest, you know, my co-producer on Eureka actually introduced me. She said, you need to listen to Ari, because Ari's the one. And then when I listened to her, how could you not?
Wow.
You know, because like, Ari's got this natural thing about her that when she sings, I know people compare her to Badu a little bit, just to be honest. Mm-hmm. But then when I actually heard her, I said, nah, she's... That's not Badu. That's Ari. She's got her own thing.
That's Blanche.
That's Blanche.
And it's just fresh and new. And so I was excited to have Ari come in. And then when she came in, and then we started talking, and she's so nice and so sweet to talk. And then, you know, we talked about, you know, what kind of record we want to do. And I said, are you in love? She said, I ain't in love.
We could tell by this album. Right. Yeah. You've never been in love?
Never in my life.
No, I don't believe that.
Okay.
Never.
Have you ever thought you were in love?
I think I'm in love the first day and I see somebody so fine and they're making me laugh. Like, so I know it's not love. It's never been love.
Okay.
It's just a lot of romanticizing and delusion.
Are you scared to be in love? Not delusion.
Yeah. I am scared to be in love. I'm scared to be hurt or cheated on. And yeah.
Have you ever been cheated on?
You know, sometimes I've wondered, but I've never had any proof or anything like that, or won't even make it long enough for him to start doing that, I guess.
But that's going to be a good album.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, right? No.
Heartache hurt. Hell no, though, right?
No, I usually look for pain. The pain is a good thing. On records anyway, not in life. But you know, you can express so much better when you've been hurt. But that's the funny thing, you sing like you've been hurt.
I have.
Okay.
I've been hurt deeply, but I just haven't experienced like romantic
that particular hurt.
Love
that kind.
Yeah, that particular.
I got you.
Men have hurt me, just I just don't know.
Well, have you hurt anybody?
Oh, wow. Damn.
Yes.
Wow.
Probably.
It's so hard for me to face my damn self. Yes. I've definitely hurt. You mean like romantically, some guys? Yeah, probably. You
broke a heart or two.
Probably. I'm usually the one who breaks up.
Really? People.
Because I feel something isn't right. And I think it's because I'm an anxious attachment style. And to protect myself, maybe a little avoidant as well. Because to protect myself. But it's quality, like bullet points of why I would break up with the person. But
what kind of relationships were around you growing up?
Oh, like, what do you mean?
Like successful marriages? Did you see a lot of?
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
They're going in.
Well, there were none. My parents were married, but they didn't really like each other. Like, well, they liked each other, but they didn't really
feel in love.
They weren't really doing, like romance with each other. They
my
were
parents
just,
are like that too. Yeah. So I totally, they were married.
Wow.
They waited till I graduated from college to get divorced.
Exactly.
Because you know, sometimes they feel like we're going to be devastated or something.
Yeah. Exactly.
As soon as I graduated, mom was like, your father and I got divorced.
Damn.
Like, oh, okay.
But also, I feel like, you know, it really does affect what you see in terms of growing up with relationships, whether it's good or bad. It does affect, you know, how you are in your relationships and stuff like that. Like she was saying, like she has an anxious attachment sort of thing that may have something to do with your parents. And
absolutely.
It does affect, you know.
Yeah, I think so. My mom is very secure, chill, and my dad is like the complete opposite. Well, he toys with anxiety, avoidant type personality. So like, yeah, it made sense that it worked for so long with them because she's more like confident, stable, like she's able to deal with his intense ways.
Yeah.
So I
it's
figure,
a balance.
Yeah, they balance each other out.
They balance each other out, yeah. But I think I would probably need someone very secure.
Do you feel like you have a little bit of both of them in you?
I do.
Yeah.
I aspire to be like my mom in her like unbothered, like so chill, calm. I feel you are very chill. Calm, unbothered.
It does seem like it, right?
Not secure.
Are you like that behind closed doors too?
Right.
I can be unchill sometimes.
I
can't see that. I mean, not that I'm personally, but you know, even talking to you for this little bit of time.
Can you give us an example of you being unchill?
Do it now.
I cannot.
Is there an example you can give us of where, you know, you weren't like this even?
It takes a lot to get me there.
Okay.
Wow. I'm with you there though. What's your sign?
Aries.
Okay.
Oh my God. How in the world?
What do you mean?
You're nice and like calm.
Most Aries you know are not that way.
They're heinous creatures. Heinous.
Yeah, that's a strong word.
Wow.
You seem so.
I don't need to know these Aries you have met.
But you seem so mature and evolved and just.
I mean, he is.
Yeah.
And by the way, got a full head of hair still.
Yeah.
Okay, no hat fishing hair.
Yeah, none of that. Yeah.
You're like, I never
that's
seen you without your
so
hair.
Right.
Right. He don't have no stress.
No stress.
He keeps his hair.
That's not true.
Stress
me. No. So
it's my mama's jeans.
Wow.
So,
nice.
So.
Yeah, no, you're very fortunate. You know how many people? You see that guy with his hat on right there?
Why? Why?
No.
She never seen him without his hat.
Oh, never?
No.
Wow.
Oh,
oh,
oh, yeah, there. Oh.
Okay, sorry.
I like it.
Nice hair.
It's very beautiful. Yeah.
You are awful. You are awful.
What did you see growing up, Babyface? Like, as far as relationships, did you see a lot of love around you?
Well, I lost my dad when I was like 14 years old. And my mom had to raise like 6 boys.
Oh, wow.
And so I was raised in, you know, around a woman that was a very strong woman because she had to.
She had a choice.
6 knuckleheads, you know, not just boys, but knuckleheads. And we were all, you know, all going different ways. And she was just very supportive of each and every one of us. You know, mm-hmm. It was like everything that we did, you know, in school or whatever, she would show up every time and she had to work. And so early years, you know, when my father was around, because he passed away with lung cancer. And before, he was like pretty quiet and kind of a hard guy. Couldn't really talk to him, mm-hmm. you know. So sometimes I could hear them argue. I don't know, had he lived, that it would have been great the whole time. Mm-hmm. I was too young to really know what was happening. But I know that as I grew older, I was thinking about what their relationship was like, and I don't know that it would have lasted as much, you know. Because he didn't like her work, and he didn't like the idea of her working, and she wanted to work. She was like, when she was in high school, she graduated like at 16, went to college at 16 years old.
And, wow.
You know, and
lit.
And mm-hmm. then she only went 2 years because then she met my dad, and then, you know, she started having kids.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so you were kind of the opposite, right? Because then you got married, and you actually, in your first marriage, you guys both worked a lot.
Yeah.
And supported each other, and you wanted your wife, like, you supported that, she supported you and what you were both doing.
Yeah. So for me, it can be either way, but I think in general, just working, every woman should, as I want to push my daughter, you should be independent.
Yeah.
You should have your own thing. You should never just depend on a guy, and vice versa. Yeah. No one should just depend on each other. You should always kind of like, you know, be there for each other in the sense of, you know, working and bring something to the table.
Right.
I think that means a lot more, especially, you know, because you never know whether something's going to work or something's not going to work. So it's best to kind of like always have your own thing a little bit.
That's right. I'm not moving into your house.
Right.
I'm going to have my own house. Were your parents, either your parents, musical? Could anyone sing?
My dad could sing a little bit.
Okay.
And my mom always said she could sing.
She wasn't no Blanche.
She could sing a little bit. She wasn't Blanche.
She wasn't no Blanche.
Like, what about your grandparents? Anybody play instruments?
It all kind of started, from what I can tell, it started, you know, with our family and my brother Melvin, who was in After Seven. He's not with us anymore, but he's in After Seven. And Kevin, you know, they had like amazing voices. So it all kind of started there. And I followed my brother Melvin. I saw him singing. I just, I want to do that.
Nice.
You know, because he was so good at it.
Wow.
That's an amazing story. You guys were like the Von Trapp family from The Sound of Music.
Yeah, they like.
We didn't sing around the house. We didn't sing with each other. It wasn't that kind of musical house. There were 6 boys, and everybody kind of had their own thing. Everybody was individual, so we weren't really that. We got closer as we got older, but as kids, everybody had their own friends and went their own way, so to say.
I always think those kind of talents are genetics, though. Like, I always feel like, that's always like, who was singing? Like, who, you know, but apparently, but you don't know, maybe like your great-great-grandmother, or maybe, you could go back deep.
Yeah, I had an uncle that thought he could sing. and he was a songwriter. He would always keep on giving me lyrics and stuff. I got me another song for you. So,
did you ever use any of his?
I wanted to, but just wasn't good.
No, it wasn't good enough.
He said I wanted to. That's so nice.
That's good, right?
Now that you are single now,
what type
of guy would you say you're looking for, being that, you know, everything that you've been through? We've seen some public relationships, but now you're single. Yeah. So learning from past experiences, what are some of your never agains, and what are some of this is what I do need?
Well, damn, I don't want to be... Ah, oh, shit. So, like,
what would you say is non-negotiable? I am not ever messing with somebody that
doesn't have their own place.
Woo! Because where am I coming to?
Yeah, where am I coming to?
Yeah.
Somebody with a really nice job, like a really, really nice job. Someone who's really sweet.
Okay.
Like, be really nice. And
these are simple things. Yeah. Right? Your own place, a job.
Yeah.
You know, a decent job.
Someone, your own place. Right. And someone who can.
So, you dated somebody without their own place?
Once before.
She was probably younger, though.
So, what was that like? Like, where did you guys. Did he just have to come to your house? Did he just have to come to your house?
Yeah, he was always coming to my house.
Did he have a key?
No one ever had a key.
That happened to me once.
Really?
Fresh out of college, yes.
Oh.
I definitely got bamboozled. First of all, I got the guy a job.
They never just tell you straight out the gate.
He it's was always, like a...
You wouldn't have dated him then.
No, I knew he didn't.
You wouldn't have dated him.
Yeah, you wouldn't have dated him.
I ain't got no job. I got no place.
Knew he didn't have his own
but
place.
But she wouldn't have dated him.
Well, how did he get you? If he didn't have anything, how did he get you?
How did he land you?
How did that happen? I know how he landed.
How did he get you? Well,
was this before or after Shea Butter Baby?
It's long before.
Okay.
Shea Butter Baby.
Okay.
Yeah. Long before. Long time ago, Stace.
Okay.
Yeah. We got it. Okay.
Right. But yeah, how did he get you? Like, what?
How did he get me?
Yeah.
He made you laugh.
It was more. What? I don't even know. It was just thriller. It just felt like a, I don't know. It felt like there was like darkness there. But
I was intrigued.
Yeah. Mm. And but he wasn't that funny at all. I guess he was very,
how was the
he
sex?
Was actually corny. It was very
dark.
It was lights off.
It was actually just straight to the point. It wasn't even great.
He wasn't even doing foreplay.
Boo.
It was
no longer around.
It was very, very basic.
Regular.
Very
basic.
Terrible.
Oh, wow.
So you think it was like right timing? Sometimes you're like,
timing, yeah.
I'm bored. And listen, it's funny because you have this Wasting Time song.
Yeah.
And Brent Faiyaz has a song called Wasting
I
Time,
know.
Too.
That, you know?
But I like the way they both kind of like, it's from a woman's point of view and a male's point of view. They kind of are similar.
I'm so hypocritical and delusional because I was like, I can't listen to Brent. Like, his music is so toxic. And then I realized, I'm also very toxic a little bit. So it was a nice like eye-opening moment. Like,
y'all could do a collab, a Wasting Time remix for each other.
Yeah, everybody's that toxic would be,
though. Yeah, we all have it in us.
Yeah, that would be great. I do love Brent, so I would love to do that. And I have to just face my truth. Like, it's in there. That toxic shit.
Yeah, she's in there.
It's okay. Yeah. It's fine. It's 2022. We toxic too, baby.
Listen, yeah. Balance.
But I want to
grow.
It's
not just the men.
Yeah, true.
No, that's true.
True.
Yeah.
Babyface, has anybody ever thought you were toxic as you were coming up in this? Because you always seem so nice, so even.
Those be the headaches, though. Those guys that are really
toxic?
Chill.
Because sometimes we do want you to like be super emotional and like
spicy.
Yeah, spice it up, get mad at us.
Get up, raise your voice.
You know, I always used to be worried about being the nice guy because being too nice, then you lose out too. Mm-hmm. And so like, because you could always watch a certain kind of guy go into the room and get the girl immediately. You don't know what he say. He just whispers something.
Like whoever got Ari.
And then,
to live.
Yeah.
No foreplay and that terrible sex.
That dude went and said something to her and then she said, all right, I'm down.
Yeah.
Where I'd go up and be nice and she's like, yeah, I don't think so. You're boring. Nice adds up to being boring. Usually, until you've dated people and then you got messed around and everything. You said, I just want nice.
That's what Ari just said.
You know, exactly.
I want a nice, sweet guy with his own place.
Because I think a lot of guys, we have a tendency to think that you really want to go for the bad guy. Mm-hmm. You know,
guys kind of like the bad girls too, though, I feel like also.
Mm.
Do you like bad girls?
Bad guys are bullies.
No.
I don't like.
And maybe because I don't think bad girls like me.
Wow.
You know, I think you like who likes you
eventually.
Sometimes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, if you go after somebody that ain't, no one wants to go up and get embarrassed.
Yeah.
So, normally when you date somebody, they approach you first?
Pretty much. I don't, it's not, it's kind of, it's more I don't go after it if it happens organically.
She gotta like let you know, like if you ask me out, I'm
really so you rather
I don't make moves.
Do you because you don't want to get rejected? Is that what?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh.
Don't make it a sad.
First of all, who's rejecting baby face?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's crazy. I
understand.
Who's going to reject Mr. Whip-a-Pill?
The nerve. But it's interesting. You said it's because of reject. Like, you don't want to be rejected.
Yeah, you know, look. When I grew up, I grew up, like, falling in love with girls and getting my heart broke because I didn't even really try. But, you know, like, I had a really... I don't know, not toxic, whatever. When I first fell in love with this one girl, it was 2 years, around the it's like sixth grade. She came to school and her first day of school, and I saw her. I fell in love immediately, and I got started writing. I went home immediately that day and started writing in a diary. Mm. And every day she got on the bus, I'd write, "Oh, she has on a blue coat and she looked so good today."
Wow.
And so I was cute. Writing all this stuff, and then. She kept on getting on the bus, and I kept on writing things. Then one day, my brother Kevin found my diary.
No,
I know it's the worst. And then he found it, and my cousin found it, and they were inside the living room, and they started talking. They started reading my diary out loud, and I was just dying.
So embarrassing.
No.
Oh yeah, I was dying, and so I went and grabbed the diary, and I started hiding it outside instead of in the house. And then
you didn't stop writing though.
No, I didn't stop writing, but a big rain came and then it washed it away.
It
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That would have been great for some.
It would have been, but nah, it's long gone.
You're a romantic.
Mm-hmm. I was at the time. And so but basically I kind of like, ultimately my cousin happened to know her sister. And then one day she called on the phone. They had her on the phone. They said, "Kenny, telephone." I got on the phone and I said, "Hello." I said, "Oh, is this Kenny?" I said, "Yeah, this is Kenny." She says, "I said, who's this?" She says, "It's Rhonda." I like freeze, and I hang up the phone.
Oh my God! No.
Yeah, I hung up the phone. So
did she call back?
She did not call back, because I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to handle it, and so then I still didn't do anything. And then this guy named Teddy, who was like the cute kid in the class, he had a big afro, light skin, had a big afro.
How was your hair at the time?
Little fro.
Okay.
Not big afro.
Not big afro.
And
baby fro.
And he was like, you know, he was kind of like good in sports and everything, and he liked her. And when he started going after her, I knew no chance for me.
It. Right.
Yeah.
And I was stupid because I was like, yeah, you know, she's really nice. He said, "I just don't know what to say to her."
And you knew everything to say to her.
So I wrote
a
letter. I wrote the note, a letter to her.
From him?
And he signed it.
No.
That's when his songwriting days began.
Right. That was the beginning.
Whoa.
That's the beginning
she
right there.
She had to feel like super rejected, though, when you hung up on her.
Well, yeah.
She probably was confused.
I mean,
right.
Yeah, that was confused. She didn't know.
And you wrote an amazing letter. And let's
wrote the letter. And then so he gave it to her. And they started dating.
Because of you.
After that
because
letter.
Of but
you.
Also, thanks to Rhonda, she kind of sparked her writing career.
Wow.
On the low.
Is she on Facebook?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We got to find Rhonda.
We got to find Rhonda.
With the blue coat.
Rhonda. Great.
No, it's, Rhonda I mean, with the blue coat. I don't want to go through because it's a long story. But ultimately, I kind of still had a crush on it too. Up through eighth grade till I finally actually, you know, was having conversation with her, walked to school with her. I was like in love, walking to school, had conversation. I was excited. I wasn't shy. I was like, I didn't run away from her. And then long story short, it ended up with a kiss and a diss. 2 weeks into after school, I went to her house and this is hard to tell this because you guys miss so much in between. But bottom line, we went out inside in front of a tree. And I said, "Yeah, I was calling you for the past couple of weeks." And she said, "Yeah, I've been busy and stuff like that." And I said, "Okay." So she goes out of nowhere. She goes, "Kiss me."
Oh, wow.
That's hot.
And this is like, I mean.
Rhonda was fast in the pants.
Yeah.
I knew she wanted.
Okay.
Rhonda's awesome.
And I didn't know. I had never kissed a girl, and I was really young. And so only kisses I saw was on TV show Love American Style.
So you didn't know how to use your tongue or anything.
Tongue? What was that?
Right.
So,
right.
What was that?
I'm still
and
barely
so,
know.
So I leaned in for the kiss, and the kiss was, you know, it was.
A peck.
Count, you know, at least count to four, because that's how long they do it on Love America
Style.
The best kind of
and then I pull back, and then she goes, I'm afraid we're not going to be able to see each other anymore.
What?
And we didn't like the kiss.
And I thought it was the kiss. And then she said, you know that guy that I walked out of school with, Tracy? You know, we're going together now.
So why'd she tell you to kiss her?
She was trifling.
I think that she was
like trying to make him jealous.
I think
wanted to check to see maybe if there were sparks.
I don't know if there were sparks or she was being. She knew I really liked her. I think she thought
she's being nice.
Let me give this one thing. Let me just do that.
You should have been like, you know, I'm the one that wrote that letter.
That's so sweet.
Did she ever find out that you wrote the letter on behalf of her boyfriend?
Yes. Funny enough, about 5 years ago, I found her.
See, I knew it. She's on Facebook. Okay.
And I had lunch with her because I wanted to tell her everything that I remembered. I only told her pieces because I wanted to see what she remembered.
Okay.
You know, from the very first time I went on a first date with her.
Because
she, as we started talking, then I saw tears started to come from her eyes because she started to remember some of the things. God. And that's the thing that I wanted to, why I mentioned it to you, because what she said to me was that, which was powerful to me, because she said, you know, all my life I've gone through thinking about all the guys that hurt me. And I never thought about the guys that I hurt.
Damn.
Ari.
Oh. No, Ari's new name is Rhonda.
Rhonda.
We will call Ari Rhonda for the rest of this interview.
Ari Rhonda with a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
We're going to send you a blue coat for Christmas.
That was amazing. See?
Wow.
So that was, and that was powerful.
Not
to
I'm
me.
Rhonda. I'm Rhonda.
And we're from Where's
Rhonda?
That's
the twist ending.
Yes, Rhonda.
That's the twist ending. That's fucked up.
Wow. Sounds like the next project is going to be called I Heard a Lot of People.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people. Self-aware.
Don't call me Rhonda.
You know what's interesting? So let me ask you this, because Babyface, you do a great job of writing from a woman's point of view.
Yeah.
Do you think you could write from a man's point of view?
Wow. I've never thought about it. I've never tried. Maybe.
I think you could.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I could say something.
I think that you kind of do anyway, because any woman that's independent, that's writing from a man's point of view.
Mm. Wow.
The truth is, when you don't care, when you're thinking it just for yourself and not worrying about what he's thinking, what he's feeling, that's when, because most of the time men aren't thinking about what the women's thoughts are. So
So
I think that, you know, it's easier to go to that once you get to that point, just being independent. I don't care if you're hurt or whatever, like, this is how I feel. You know, and in all reality, I think a lot of the what I think is different today in most young R&B artists is that they do kind of write, and they are far more independent than before. And so what was fun about doing the Girls Night Out project is that's the one thing that I learned is everybody came in with an opinion, everybody came with something to say, and they were good writers and had great melody with it, had great stories, great flow with it. And that was not like it was before. I used to have to write all the songs, but now I took joy in co-writing with everybody and getting to hear their voices and hear their flow, because it's different today than it was before.
I feel like you have to be a good listener too.
You definitely got to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you have this song Blocking You, right?
Ooh, yeah.
So you're a blocker.
I'm a bit childish. I
think that's just standing
it's
your ground.
It's protecting your peace.
And yeah, and
sometimes
just, you
I
know.
Do it too fast.
Oh.
Like, it's like it was not that necessary. Like, it was unnecessary. Like, yeah, like, he said he would call me back and he was about to go eat something before we talk. Yeah, because this guy I was talking to, I was like, you know, I think we should talk about something. I feel like something's different. He was like, let me just eat something. I'll call you back. I get on the phone with my dad. It was like two long hours. I noticed he didn't call me. And so I blocked the guy.
That's how
I will say this, though. Hold on. I will say this. Mm-hmm. If I need to have a conversation with you and you tell me I have to go eat something first, let me call you back. I feel like it's kind of urgent if I tell you that.
Yeah.
We don't have time for you to go eat.
That was very avoidant.
I think that block was justified.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
No, I would. I'm
trying to think
too.
About that. Let me think about that.
But you're a man.
Have you ever blocked anyone? Baby?
I'm just trying to think. You want to talk? Well, I'm going to go eat something first, then we can have a conversation.
And then he never called back.
It was two hours. 2 hours is a long meal.
Yeah.
When you say you want to talk, were you ready to talk right then?
Yeah.
She wanted to talk then.
But I get it's not just about what I want when I want it, but
How long does it take to eat? It's not like he's like, I'm going to dinner with my friends.
I'm
kind of upset
if I'm like, you could tell me my feelings about something and I want to talk and you're like, well, let me eat something first.
But I would like to question, but I did want to question though, but, like, did you really say like, it's something I really want to talk about? Like,
yeah. I said, I literally expressed to him.
Okay.
Feel like something's changing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
we need to talk now.
Yeah. It could have been quick. He could have been like, yeah, something is changing, bitch. Bye. Like, bye. Like, and I'm joking, like, I don't want a guy to ever say that to me, but you know.
Let me ask you, somebody sent in a question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. If someone says they want to be with you, but not now, what is that really saying?
Ooh, wow.
They want to be with you, but not now.
Hmm. They want to be with you, like, next year?
Yeah, don't put me on hold.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I feel like that means I know I ain't shit right now and I want to do my
thing. That's exactly what that means.
Aww. Yeah, that's what that means. But like, don't try to put me on the back burner or put me on hold for you to do your thing and then you come back to me when you're ready. Like, don't sit me on the shelf.
No, but that could be, it could also be something else.
Like what?
I'd love to be with you, but not now because I'm not in a good space to be.
I don't have my shit together. I've had a guy tell me that he didn't feel like he had enough money to want to date because he didn't have his shit together.
He probably didn't
either. He might have wanted to have his own place.
He should be glad that he was honest with
me. And confident in himself to say that to you. Some guys would never even admit that.
Right. Yeah. So
that's beautiful.
But it could be that. You're right.
Yeah.
It's always, there's always that possibility, like, that there's a reason, you know, and you say, I want to be with you right now. And say, well, can you tell me why not now?
Mm.
Okay.
You know,
do you think that that should matter though? Like, if you really want to be with somebody, but maybe financially things aren't together, do you think that should matter? Or you think he should still go for it?
Well, in most cases, your first assumption is right. If he says, I want to be with you right now, then you don't want to really mess with it anyway. Right. But there's always that possibility that it could be more. But, you know, men are prideful and they don't always want to say that they have less.
Right.
Just to even admit that to you means I'm out the game. You know, I can't talk to you. How am I going to talk to you if I ain't got no place yet?
Mm.
You know, and... But I'm going to have a place.
Yeah.
I'm getting there. But I'm just not at that level. And I don't know if I want to take the rejection of you saying, oh, you ain't got a place. Okay, then I want
to. It goes back to rejection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe his wife wouldn't be with it.
Oh, wait.
There's always that.
No, I just threw that out there.
That could be the case, though.
Hey, you never know what's going on.
Kind of
All right, now, I do want to ask you about this song, Leak It.
Oh,
okay, so you and Chloe have a song called Leak It on the album.
Yeah.
And you're saying, what is it that, I took it two different ways.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I only took it one way. What are the two ways?
Which way did you take it, Jasmine?
Which way did you take
it? You know.
Leak these pictures, leak this video?
No.
Leak this pussy?
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe.
Ari.
Oh.
We'll be leaking.
Oh, we're leaking the video.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're leaking this...
Pussy.
Yeah.
That's the two ways.
That's the two ways.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like when there's double entendres.
Yeah. She's a smart writer. Singer.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Do you have pictures like that?
Pictures. Yeah, I'm really surprised there hasn't been a scandal. Honestly.
Spicy.
Because that is like one of my love language or lust languages. I like to show this ass to people that I like and trust. I've never done a sex tape or anything like that, but
with
spicy photos. Yeah, I'm proud of like my body.
Yes,
like,
ma'am. You look amazing.
You
I
look
just
good.
Want to throw it out there. I said that too on the breakfast. I said, hey, have y'all seen Ari Lennox?
Oh, thanks.
So, all right.
Wow. You see her tipping in here?
Thank you.
Huh? You see her tip, you see the leg she's giving?
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
So wait, but have you done like little quick videos?
Oh, of what?
Like maybe like a 15-second like...
Oh my God. Sucking dick?
You said it.
No.
No, she said no
I haven't
such
sucked
just
dick
a few,
so long.
Just a few
you said it so long.
Yeah, it's been the spring of 2021.
Why do you know?
Wow.
When
she knows exactly right when the last time, right?
She's like, I haven't just said
she knows
this
where she
I'm
was
tired.
At. She knows what his underwear looked like. Yeah. She remembers every detail.
I really do.
So that's like a full year.
Yeah, over
it's
a year.
It's over a year.
Does it have to do with your voice? Or
I just
trying to protect my vocals.
I just feel like I'm not doing anything.
I gotta protect my vocals.
Good thing I understand.
No drinks, no dick sucking.
Good thing I ain't trying to sing, because I'm going to suck it.
I feel sure. you. And I want to eventually suck it for the right one that okay. I know this is forever.
That they deserve it.
Yeah, they deserve it. And it's like safe and yeah. Like,
what if they said cum is good for your throat and your vocals?
Cum cannot possibly be good for the throat.
For the vocals.
Yeah.
I'm glad I had two drinks for
this. I know. I see Big like shaking his drink. I was like, does he need another one? Like,
no, he's good. He's good. I've been paying attention to that couple.
One day again.
So, Babyface, you're back.
You're not gonna ask no questions. No, I
just... no. No.
No. You're back out here in these streets again. But how is it now being single? Maybe you're not. I don't know.
Well, I have a girlfriend. So
nice.
Wow, you don't play. How is it inspiring? Like,
well, you know, life is to be enjoyed. Short.
Yeah.
And if you find someone that you like and someone that you enjoy, then and that makes you happy, then
go for it.
You should.
Did
you should
she approach
this.
You? Because we know
it kind of happened organically.
Organic. Okay, he's an organic. Kinda, nice.
It's an organic thing. So,
and how long have you been together?
I'm gonna watch. Be careful on my answers on that.
Give an estimate.
He don't want to say no overlap.
He said long enough. He said long enough that you know it's real.
Guys. Answers, he said long enough. It's real and it's good. And I think that everybody should be should try to have someone in your life.
Okay.
And so as it relates to Ari, don't fight everybody. Let the door open a little bit. You know?
She's guarded, though. She's guarded. I know she's trying to protect herself.
I know you're guarded. And you kind of have to be because of who you are now.
Yeah.
You know, because that does make a difference. So it makes it difficult to find someone, because you got to know that they're coming for you opposed to coming for what your life is.
Because you are so lit, girl.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
You are. Like, you are. Honestly, just everything about you, you are it. Like, your music is amazing. We don't want you to settle.
No. Thank you. No.
You are that girl.
Yes, thank you are.
You. And the thing is,
but there's a balance between settling, but also like taking a risk. Because no matter who you're with, it's going to be a risk. He could he could check all the boxes and it could not work, or he could be a work in progress and you guys could end up growing together.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm open. I am open, but just as long as I continue with like therapy, I think I can fully be comfortable in a relationship, you know?
That's important.
Yeah, it's just going to take a lot for my guard to really come down, because now I feel like I'm really a lot more protective over myself. Like, it's just a lot of healing needs to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the music is healing for all of us.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, y'all.
Well, Babyface, we had so much fun with you. I feel like we could have just let you do the interview.
You think?
Really? Yeah. Because you're very introspective and you give great gems. Like, even you talking about Rhonda and then tying it back in.
Yeah.
And he can ask a good question. That was amazing. You can follow up, give you advice.
Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. So brilliant.
Well, thank you. No,
we all need like a Babyface friend in our life.
Yes.
So, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's fun. It's fun to be here. Some conversations I wasn't sure I was going to here, but anyway.
I know.
Like dick sucking.
Right.
Exactly.
It's been a year.
But that's okay.
Right.
That's a bit more than a year.
Yeah.
Some years have changed.
Wait, it has.
Yeah. But how do you write a song about that?
Right. What?
She's going to find a way. The fact that it's been over a year and some change.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. How do I write a song about what?
Oh, no. We're just talking about how it's about
been a year.
I would never talk about it's been too. I don't even know if I'm.
The song's been called. The song is called "It's Been Too Long." Mm. That's the name of the song.
Mm. Oh no, I would not. I don't want to make any more songs about just sucking guys off. Not that I ever have.
I know. I was like, really?
Yeah. I mean, in a
metaphorical way, okay. Like kind of like I'm just tired of coming off very like, I don't know, naive and like, I don't know, hopeless romantic type.
I like being a hopeless romantic.
I think
it's exhausting.
I'll jump in here and say that I think that Ari's voice is a voice where she can sing about many things mm-hmm. that matter to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And so there's so many other subjects that she can touch on in relationships or whatever. And so her voice is an important voice. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I think that it's just the beginning for her, and everybody's just not just coming in on it and getting a taste of it. And I think her career is going to be long and fruitful because she has a voice that people want to hear.
Nice.
And people love. And when I was in the studio with her, that's what hit me immediately. And I said, this is incredible. It's what the instrument that she has. And that Blanche instrument.
That Blanche is sweet. Blanche and Rhonda over here.
Right. Blanche and Rhonda.
And how easy it was for when we started writing, because we did a song called Liquor.
I like
she can't drink right now, but you know, we can.
I'm wishing I did now.
But it was... The process was easy, and it was fun, and it was like, you know, when you meet good people, it's easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it makes it fun, and so you enjoy it. So
it bothers me when people act like R&B is dead. You know how Diddy? I was like, there's so many artists that I love.
Yeah.
So
and he has a whole new project with all these dope R&B artists.
Yes, all these women.
If there was an agenda,
yeah, I mean, R&B is not dead
at all.
Not at all, and I think it's forever changing. Mm-hmm. It's not the 90s R&B. It's always evolving. Mm-hmm. And there are so many women now that are just killing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know. And so when you put it in terms of like what's on the top of the charts, it's not always about the charts at this point. In fact, it's not. You know, you got Kehlani who's very rarely on the radio.
But you see her selling out these shows.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People love her.
Yeah.
And that's just the thing. It's like today you can touch people without going the traditional way. Mm-hmm. And you just got to, you know, your music will get to them, and you just be a great artist and they'll find you.
I know. And coming from a timeless artist like Babyface, like Ari Lennox, I feel like you're a timeless artist. Your voice and even songs that you have is things that like certain songs you're like, this is for, and there's nothing wrong with like something that's for right now. Mm-hmm. But your songs are things that like will transcend time.
Yes.
That I feel like 10 years from now, they're still going to sound current. Mm-hmm. 20 years from now.
Forever classic.
You know, and Babyface, like even for you with younger kids discovering you after Versus, you said you got like 700,000 new followers. Just from that, but people will go listen to those songs, and those songs we were in here talking mm-hmm. about our favorite Babyface mm-hmm. songs, and we couldn't even think, and even songs that you wrote,
so many.
You know, for other people. You've mm-hmm. written some of my favorite songs, you know, that to this day like is on the playlist.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah,
because I am the person that plays the playlist.
Yes. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I have like 8 playlists.
Same.
Depending really? On the mood, right?
Yes. Let me go with this one. Angela's old soul too when it comes to music as well.
I will definitely, but I like to go all over the place with it.
Yeah.
Because I like sporadic songs that like I could put on some Motown, I could put on some 80s, 90s R&B, but then I could throw it in with some stuff from today. Mm-hmm. And I look at people like you, I look at her, you know, I look at Brent Faiyaz, I look at Daniel Caesar, I look at all of those artists, you know, from today. And I feel like the feel that it gives me still is like a very...
Timeless.
Yeah, timeless. Yeah. I like timeless music, period. Yeah. If it comes out today or if it came out 30 years ago.
Yeah. I'm the same way.
That's great.
Same.
So, well, thank you so much for joining. I feel like we got to do like a part two, maybe when the album Girls Night Out comes out.
Yeah, just call us in.
Because you know we're going to have a lot of these women on here already. Mm-hmm. But Ari, congratulations to you. I've seen people talking about how amazing your album is and doing the best and talking about like Ari Lennox is it. Mm-hmm. And so we've been through that.
Yeah. Thank you.
But it's just nice to see like everybody giving you your props.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Babyface, for being so sweet and letting me on your project. I mean, the world to me.
You deserve to be there, so and letting you. So.
Thank you.
I can't wait till next time she comes and she's like, "Y'all, I'm in love."
I want to be here for that one. Then
he took his hat off. He got his own place.
Right. Spring is over.
Oh, man. That would
September
be beautiful.
Fall. Spring, summer.
All right. Well, Babyface, Ari Lennox, Lip Service, Jasmine Brand. Thank you for sitting in with us today.
No problem.
Yes.
Thank you.
Lip Service.